Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, here's what it's like if you're a man dating a woman in her 40s. Taking a nap is more important than sex, I see. I don't know about you, but I wouldn't want to take a nap anywhere near that woman because her fingers look like mangled sausages. And these two look like they're in their 50s. I'm almost 50 and I barely have many gray hairs and no visible wrinkles. And I don't take naps. If I did, it wouldn't be with a whammy. Up next, three Bangladeshi men came to India looking for work, but each woke up with a missing kidney. When will this scamming end? The Indians will probably say that if they didn't take their kidneys, the Bangladeshi men would have taken their kidneys instead. That's the nature of their culture. Scam or be scammed. Maybe we can learn from this in the West and ICE can take a kidney from illegal migrants before sending them home. Most will choose to self-deport in that case. Number three, here's proof that the left can meme. Saying that white liberal women are defending alphabet people, black people, immigrants, and so much more from fascists. White liberal women can't even defend a donut from their appetite, let alone all those things. Here's the perfect example of women's hubris on display. They think this is stunning and brave, meanwhile that bull is going to turn her into a kid kebab. Moving on, Honda is changing its logo for the first time since 1981. Too bad they won't make a car like this concept vehicle in the Western markets. I don't like the new logo because it's all part of the enshittification of everything. Look at the icons on your old iPhone from 15 years ago, and compare the graphics to what you see on your new phone, and you'll see how basic the graphic design is these days. It's like they're going back in time to the 1960s or something like it. Number five, if you had to choose an American woman like that and a Thai man like that, I'd pick the American woman. But lock her up for a year until she loses the weight and her blue hair grows out. But most importantly, I'd correct her attitude so she'd be polite and respectful. Then again, that's just too much work and I think I'll do what I do now, which is go my own way. But it's sad when men look better than women these days. Up next, why do people like this get upset when you revoke their access to white people? They don't want to be deported back to a country with people like themselves, it seems. If Western countries can't stop the insanity, this will be the eventual outcome. Foreigners freaking out because they came to the West, and once there are enough white taxpayers, the welfare state will collapse, and it'll look like the country they came from. Number seven, here's a woman that ruined more children's dreams than Freddy Krueger. And now Kathleen Kennedy is stepping down as the president of Lucasfilm. They're even changing Galaxy's Edge in Disneyland to show the original trilogy characters like it should have been done in the first place, now that she's gone. She destroyed Star Wars, Indiana Jones, and even Willow of all things. Fans will bring them back using AI. Never forget the disaster that was Admiral Gender Studies here. Moving on, apparently Muslims are threatening to shut their businesses down and leave the United States because of Islamophobia. Whatever will America do without their shawarma shacks? The punishment is actually the reward here. But of course they won't leave. These are just empty threats. No one believes them. Why would they go back to countries they destabilized? The only way they'll leave is if they're deported. They only say things like this to get liberals on their side. Number 9, here's what it's like being a grown-up in 2026. All you do is work, yet at the same time you wonder how you're still broke. The difficulty level in our slave system has increased, and I think that's because more people than ever are trying to play the asset-owning game that the elites are playing, which is living off of investments instead of labor. Because labor doesn't provide enough income to have a decent standard of living these days. As a result, the price of everything rises as people scramble to buy as many assets as possible. Up next, Nithya asks, why men avoid educated women who are financially stable? Ambar says, because men aren't gold diggers like women. Also, how many financially stable women do you really know? They're usually trying to fake it till they take it in relationships, pretending to be well off while eyeballing your assets and income for themselves. Also, the few women that are financially stable are usually too old to be attractive or make babies. Notice that she didn't say that they were mentally stable. Number 11, the UK barred the woman, Eva on the left, from entering the country, while thousands of migrants flood across the channel every day. But at least she won't be going to a country where she risks being raped. The truth is that she's critical of Keir Starmer, and that's probably why they won't let her in. Also, she did talks with Rami Robinson, and he's enemy number one for the lamestream politicians in the Britain promoting diversity. Moving on, this is a former World Badminton Championship player, and he went to Delhi to play, but his health deteriorated because of the polluted air, and he developed breathing problems and just went back to his own country. At least he can leave, though, Imagine being an Indian living in an open-air sewer and being stuck there for life. As for Bro here, he didn't lose his match. He lost oxygen. Why is everything in India poisoned, including the air, water, food, and so much more? Number 13, why is it that so many women are soft and feminine when they go out, but they're vicious at home? It's all about projecting that they're happy out in public, and then all the resentment they have from having to pretend they're happy out in public comes out. You won't have to deal with this nonsense if you go your own way, which more men are doing these days. I don't really disagree with the statements. Up next, more countries are now electing sane leaders that know how to poke fun of themselves and are against enrichment. But the real question is why the leaders in Italy and Japan are women insane while the leaders in the UK and France and men and are clearly insane when it comes to censorship and controlling their populations. It's hilarious how feminists hate these two women because they're thin and attractive and because they won't push the woke agenda. Number 15, Willem Dafoe leaves New York behind for a quiet life of an alpaca farmer. You know, I'm somewhat of an alpaca farmer myself. This sounds great for him, but is it? His wife, Gaida Colgrand, is from Italy, and it's probably her idea to move back to her own country to be closer to her family. I'll give him one thing, though, he doesn't have those dead inside eyes that most married men have. Also, who needs alpacas when you've got a beard and hair like that? Moving on, here's the evolution or de-evolution of Laura Croft. But we need to give Sophie Turner a chance. Angelina Jolie made the role her own. But that second no-name actress, she wasn't built enough for the role and neither's Turner. Let's just count ourselves lucky that we didn't get this potato as Laura Croft. She looks like her mom and dad are also her aunt and uncle, if you know what I mean. Not enough branches on her family tree, I suppose. Number 17, this woman is a former corn star, and she's getting upset about getting the same reaction from men when she tells them about her past. What was she waiting for? Applause. Then again, I'm sure she didn't have to tell them because I bet her cooch would whistle while she walks from overuse. She also probably didn't have to tell them because of her epic thousand swing swang stare. Imagine dating a woman and your family and friends can see her getting smashed online. Up next, this female prison guard got pregnant by an inmate on overnight release, and she spared jail. Of course, because she was technically out of prison when he smashed her. She didn't do muffin wrong. She looks proud of herself, too. People say it's hubristophilia, a fancy word meaning that women are attracted to criminals. I think this is men trying to make a rational explanation for women's behavior. If he's good-looking and also happens to be a high-profile criminal with status, then that's really what turns them on. Number 19 is this mugshot of a dancer out of Miami who was arrested for grand theft. And you know, an army of simps are probably saying, I can fix her. She's gonna steal their hearts, their car, and even their wallets. Florida seems to be a special place that attracts tons of women like this. Like flies to honey. And you just know that the judge is going to take one look at this face and say not guilty. She's definitely got herself some of that pretty privilege. Moving on, I'd ask this guy why the long face, but I'm sure he was teased for while he was growing up. This 60-year-old passport bro is heartbroken as his 28-year-old Filipino wife files for divorce after getting her citizenship, and it looks like she's got herself an anchor baby to collect child support payments until the day he dies. What did this simp think was going to happen? Remember, guys, that if women don't really want you to move to their country, then they don't really want you. They just want a green card. Number 21, the Swedish government has seen 400 elderly women get raped since 2021. The Viking needs to wake up, but he won't, until he loses his country. The number is probably much higher than that because the elderly don't tend to report such crimes. The health of a society can be determined by how well we protect our most vulnerable people. What does that say about Sweden as well as the West in general? Up next, this 16-year-old Ukraine refugee in Germany is waiting for a train, and she was pushed by a 31-year-old invader in front of that train and was ended. Looks like she would have been a lot safer if she'd stayed in Ukraine, and the German authorities determined that the invader was unfit to stand trial, because he was mentally ill, so he won't be facing any jail time. This is why we need to deport people and reopen the insane asylums pronto. Number 23, here's the biggest minority in each U.S. state. I suspect that in my lifetime I'm going to see the biggest minority in most of those states be purple, or white folks. But before that happens, I suspect that at some point, there'll be an Indian minority state. Driving through it'll probably come at great risk to your life. Also, at least a third of all Hispanics are white. Good examples are Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz. Even Cameron Diaz is considered Latina because her father is Cuban. Moving on, these are not real women. They're AI avatars running 24-hour live streams and podcasts promoting products. I'm predicting it's going to get so bad at one point that real people will start leaving the internets. On the bright side, though, at least AI knows how to show us purple-haired women with tattoos and nose rings. AI music fools 99% of people out there, and real musicians are getting discouraged and wondering why they even bother creating it anymore. Number 25 in the last one looks like the wall goth Gwen Stacy actress Emma Stone. Plus, it looks like she got some work done to her eyes and now looks almost completely unrecognizable. This is the time when women's careers are over unless, of course, they're lucky enough to get some of those mom roles. On the bright side, at least she grew her hair back out and hopefully she can cover that horrible neck. It looks super wide and super strange. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.